Okay, all these microphones were in weird places. Now, at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish. Maybe a little extra, but not too much, because I know Freddie's got to get up and go to work in the morning. Two-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. I would have it no other way, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes, just after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Hopefully we're going to be able to use a little bit of that extra time I mentioned before to catch up, because it's been getting mighty close to saying days and weeks again. But we didn't do it. We're not going to do it if we can help it. And this is probably the last show with no one following us. Don't know yet. I do know, though, if I may spill these beans, that as soon as the schedule changes up, we're going to have Classic Rock Mind back on before Bubbles in the Think Tank every other week. And we're very excited about it. Very excited. Doing a little Classic Rock Mind dance. We love Mike. So yay. Go team. But tonight, let's get back to the now, because now is really all there is. Am I right? I thought so. I didn't know what to do tonight. So, as usual, I do whatever Freddie thinks, and he wanted to think about puppies and kittens. So, therefore, we will be thinking about puppies and kittens together tonight. It'll make him feel extra snuggly for the going back to bed later. And I also learned in this process that I have way more kitten songs than puppy songs. I'm going to have to work on that. in the future, which doesn't matter now, of course. For now, I think it's time for you, the listener, especially the listeners over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I think it's just time to come on, Kitty, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay?
Dead, 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 dead puppies, dead, dead, dead. Dead puppies.
loving man. Mr. Dog, I'm gonna hit you on the top of your head. That gal's gonna miss you, and you're gonna wish that you were dead if you don't leave. Yes, I love my little kitten, like all you hound dogs love your bone, oh yeah. I'm gonna hit you on the top of your head. That gal's gonna miss you, and you're gonna wish that you were dead if you don't leave my kitten all alone. Yes, I love my little kitten like all you hound dogs love your bone. Oh yeah. You better leave. You better leave. You better leave.
Farmer's dog came into town. His Christian name was Runt. A noble pedigree had he. Fiddling was his stunt. And as he trotted down the street, 'twas beautiful to see his work on every lamppost, his work on every tree. He watered every gateway, too, and never missed a post. For piddling was his specialty, and piddling was his boast. The city curs looked on, amazed with deep and jealous rage, to see a simple country dog, the piddler of the age. Then all the dogs from everywhere were summoned with a yell to sniff the country stranger o'er and judge him by his smell. Some thought that he a king might be, beneath his tail a rose. So every dog drew near to him and sniffed it up his nose. They smelled him over one by one, they smelled him two by two, and noble Runt in high disdain stood still till they were through. Then just to show the whole shebang he didn't give a damn, he trotted into a grocery store and piddled on a ham. He piddled in a mackerel keg and piddled on the floor. And when the grocer kicked him out, he piddled through the door. Behind him, all the city dogs lined up with instinct too, to start a piddling carnival and pee the stranger through. They showed him every piddling post they had in all the town, and started in with many a wink to pee the stranger down. They sent for champion piddlers, who were always on the go, who sometimes did a piddling stunt or gave a piddling show. They sprung these on him suddenly when midway in the town, but Runt only smiled and polished off the noblest white or brown. For Runt was with them every trick with vigor and with vim. 1,000 piddles, more or less, they were all the same to him. So he was wetting merrily, with hind leg lifted high, when most were hoisting legs in bluff and piddling mighty dry. On and on, Runt sought new grounds by piles and scraps and rust, till every city dog went dry and piddled only dust. And on went noble Runt, as wet as any rill. And all the champion city pups were peed to a standstill. Then Runt did freehand piddling with fancy flits and flings, like double dips and gimlet twists and all those graceful things. And all the time this country dog did never wink or grin, but piddled blithely out of town as he had piddled in. The city dogs a convention held to ask what did defeat us. But no one ever tipped them off that Runt had diabetes.
old bushy tail. They have a hound's nose to the ground. The music of hunters divine. Hunters, they sat around prior to chat. Eating fried mush or taking a lush. Between each nip from off their hip. Stories they told, hound brave and bold. Around the trail of old fishy things. Peppering hot jaws growing up. Hush, puppy, hush, hush, hush. Eat your fried mush, grow from a pup. And round the trail of old bushy tail. Be like a hound, nose to the ground. Hush, puppy, hush, hush, hush. Many you'll find time after time. Hush, puppy, hush, hush, hush. They went and puffed by cornwood mush. That's hush, puppy, hush, hush, hush.
And fat.
We've been licking our chops.
For a cat called Socks.
We'll even eat the litter box.
Chewing a Manx with beans and cranks. Grilled Angora, we love to have Mora. A roadkill us a cat. Tastes just like a welcome mat. Roast a Maine Coon could feed a whole room.
We ate kitty cats, we ate, et cetera. Won't you have one too?
We ate
Yeah, can I have that time back? Thanks. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I thought I'd get that other offensive tune out of the way. Don't want to disturb Freddy any closer to bedtime than totally necessary. Oh, that's right. This is when I'm supposed to do a public service announcement. I should really try to remember that before going on mic. But I didn't. So let us do that at this time very quickly. Oh, there you go. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. That's a public service message from your friends right here at WMFO. More silliness. Puppies and kittens, you know. And then the radio obituaries. And that's the show. Feeling a little low energy tonight. Don't know why, but I am. So you all need to make your own energy over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'm just going to keep pushing it out here for you at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Baby, I want some puppy dog. Yeah, baby, you know. Oh, I'm thinking of you. Yeah, baby, I want me some puppy dog. Love on a bone, the kind they call a turtle and dove. I just want. twist, oh, baby, I want. When it goes by a while, pop up and over, and then I want it now. So baby, I want.
Kitchen door to get some air. Oh, when a tomcat lean and lie and long and dirty looked her in the eye. Well, he looked at the perfume Persian cat as she strutted about with much of that. Well, thinking a bit of the time to pass, he whispered, "Kitty, oh, are you sure you got class?" And a proper was her reply. She arched the whiskers over her eye. I'm ribbing down, I sleep on a pillow of silk, and daily they bathe me in pasteurized milk. Now cheer up, said the tomcat smile. I trust your newfound friend for a while. You need to escape from your backyard fence, my dear, all you need is experience. About a half past four, the innocent looks in her eyes had went. The smile on her face was a smile of content. Kitty, 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 kitty cat. Kitty, 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 kitty cat. Kitty, 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 kitty cat. Kitty, 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 kitty cat.
Meow. a minute, wait a minute. Cindy, we wanted a nursery rhyme tune, but this is 1951. We wanted something up, you know, with a little ump in it, rhythm.
Well, why don't you say so, Bob? Let it rip, boys.
Yeah.
But the music didn't show up, and things were looking gray. When up stepped the three little kittens, and a mother goose did say, we're the three little kittens, the three little kittens, but we can play the dance. Oh, mother goose, won't you please give us a chance? Take off your mittens, you darling kittens, and you shall have a try. Meow, meow, we'll start right now. The kittens begin to cry. Well, the three little kittens took off their mittens and they began to play. Hey, they stomped it out, and there's no doubt them cats were really okay. They really rocked them, they really socked them with their swing and sway. Meow, meow, they hollered wow when the kittens begin to play. A lion named Leo heard the trio, signed them for a film. Meow, meow, they're playing now in a picture at MGM.
That's the cat smell.
All right. Take one of Waiting for the B Train, or as I like to call it, Help! There's a puppy on the track.
I dropped a token into the slot, pushed through the turnstile. There was a woman at the end of the platform, waving her arms around kinda wild. Come here, she wailed, there's a puppy on the rails, I think it has been hurt. I raced down to where she was pointing, to see a ball of fur covered with dirt. It must be dead, I said to her, as I turned to leave. No, it's alive, she cried. Just before you got here, I swear, I saw it breathe. And I'll watch for the trains. If you'll jump down, pick him up and hand him to me. If we take him to the vet, if we save his life, think how wonderful that will be. I looked down through the tunnel. There was no train in sight. I looked at the furry thing lying there, a truly pitiful sight. Like I said, I'm not sure that's a puppy. Could be a lice-infested long-haired rat. And it's gotta be dead, so I'm not jumping down. And I figured that that was that. But by now, more people arrived on the platform. And she said, help, there's a puppy on the tracks. They looked for a moment, then like true New Yorkers, collectively turned their backs. But she said, somebody's gotta do something, as they slowly turned around again. She said, someone must have the courage to save him. It's a puppy, it's man's best friend. Trains come through here every few minutes, said a man wearing mattress pants. And it's way too dangerous, you'd have to be nuts to take such a foolish chance. But the woman was insistent, in the time we've been debating, she said, one of you could have jumped down. Handed him to me, by now that puppy could be at the animal shelter cross town. We felt bad, but no one would do it. Then a transit cop appeared down at the other end of the platform. We all yelled, hey you, come here! He ran to us. I pointed at the tracks. I said, see that thing? Furry, not too big. What do you think it is? He looked and he said, what? You mean that wig? We stepped back. A rush of embarrassment swept right through the crowd. Accented by the blast of a train whistle approaching and growing quite loud. The B train flattened that furry thing. We got on board, went on our way. Grateful that we did not risk our lives to save the life of a wig that day. So if you see something weird on the train tracks, take a tip from me. Don't let anybody talk you into saving it. It's best to just let it be. And if you see a person wearing what looks like a puppy on their head, don't call the police, it's only a wig, and chances are it's already dead.
I've got a little kitty cat that never chases a mouse. All she wants to do all day is lounge around the house. She purrs when she needs me and I'm right at her command. But when I try to pet her now, she scratches at my hand. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby. Only wanna hurt me. That's just like you, baby. I bought my kitty all the milk my pockets would allow. Now she's the only cat in town that owns a private cow. I treat her like a princess instead of just a friend. But when I try to pet her now, she scratches me again. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby. Only wanna hurt me. That's just like you, baby. The next time that my kitty cat pulled out the door to play, when she returns, she's going to learn the master's moved away. I've got to stop these goings on before it gets too late. No matter what I give to her, she don't appreciate. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby. Only wanna hurt me.
Just like you, baby.
It's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
I only wanna hurt me.
Just like you, baby.
It's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Commercial, we already in rehearsal. Drop a nickel and a kitty, me play your ditty now. Now we're going crazy, our minds are getting hazy. Drop a nickel and a kitty, me play your ditty now. Now the new ones, old ones, high ones, low ones, we play with all our might. We practice in the daytime and play them every night. Now to keep the drums a-beatin' and keep the poor boys a-eatin', drop a nickel and a kitty, we play your ditty now. Old ones, high ones, low ones, we play them all our might. We practice in the daytime and play them every night. Now to keep the old drums a-beatin' and to keep the poor boys eating, drop a nickel and a kitty, we play your ditty now.
got you, stay how you are right now. Why don't you always stay like that? Why don't you always stay like that, right there like that, stay how you are right now. Why don't you always stay like that, right there like that, stay how you are right now. Why don't you always stay like that, right there like that, stay how you are right now. Why don't you always stay like that, right there like that, stay how you are right now.
Ricky Bates.
You've got three children, baby, white, brown, and black. Wanna comb the one in the house, standing there on his back. I wanna comb your kitty. Wanna comb your kitty. Wanna comb your kitty, talking about your kitty cat. You got a black cat, they look like he will not grow. You let me comb him, but he will not no more. I wanna comb your kitty. Wanna comb your kitty. Wanna comb your kitty, talking about your kitty cat. Well, I used to comb the kidney sleep home in the chair. Where the cat go now, for it's hard to tell. Yeah, wanna comb your kidney. Wanna comb your kidney. Wanna comb your kidney, talking about your kidney cat. When I was combing the cat, he was nice and fast. Boy, that made me think the cat was good like that. I wanna comb your kitty, yeah. Wanna comb your kitty. Wanna comb your kitty, talking about your kitty, yeah. Play now. I tell you something, I don't mean no harm. Mark and the family must be carrying on, boys. I wanna comb her kitty. Wanna comb her kitty. Wanna comb her kitty. Talking about her kitty. Comb that kitty one day when it was to school. Boy, she thought that I was just a fool. I wanna comb her kitty. Yeah! Wanna comb her kitty. Wanna comb her kitty, talking about her kitty.